Hey, what's going on out there, cave dwellers? We back again with another Warped Vinyl edition, except this time, just maybe a tad little bit different. Just to give you a quick update, I know you guys haven't heard us completely sober on the mics yet.
Yeah, I know. This is the first time, so it's a different one.
We're coming in hot, but just in a different way.
Yeah, I was telling Joe, we're going through some stuff. This is, as we're recording, we're pretty much halfway through the month, but just to let you guys know, we're going to be going to a drive-in concert soon, and it's going to be our first ever concert that we've been to sober. And
hey, is it okay if I cheat and take an edible? Is that allowed?
CBD, maybe.
Damn it.
But yeah, it's going to be a journey. It's going to be a new one. This is our first Warped Vinyl sober.
Our first podcast sober.
Yeah, first podcast sober too. So there's a first for everything, you know what they say. But you know what? Since I've been sober, I've been going to the church lately, the actual church. Praise Allah. Praise Jesus, wherever you are.
Praise Buddha.
Yeah, praise Buddha. But they gave me some pills, a little thutu. So we're going to get high on some GLD. The only thing about this, the side effects are you feel a little rapey.
Oh,
so
did you drink Jesus juice?
Yeah, so
is that allowed?
We'll see what these pills will take us. Can of Red Bull, we got a caramel macchiato.
Hey, I was thinking from listening to the last episode, I have a feeling you've been visiting Epstein's Island.
No,
about you've been talking about fucking some weird shit lately.
I don't know. So those pills, they have some side effects on them.
Anyways, yeah. Well. Yeah, that's just a quick update for you guys. I know we haven't done one yet this month, so here you are. This is, again, another Warped Vinyl edition, and this time I brought in a record. It's by a band. I brought in something a little bit different. You know me, I like to throw curveballs. Hopefully you like it. Maybe you might learn something new on this one, but this is a group called Jagged Jazzes.
Jagged Jazzes?
Jagged Jazzes. And I discovered...
Don't say that three times fast.
Or maybe you could.
Yeah.
I discovered this band quite a few years ago. The way I would describe it, it's like it's an orchestral, electronic, jazz, fusion type of music.
All right.
So this is their last.
And all instrumental?
All instrumental. Okay. And I've seen these guys live and gals because there's a couple of females in there somewhere. But this group. Like, all their members are so badass, they each play, like, two or three different instruments. And they pull this shit off live, which is also fucking incredible. But anyways, this is their latest record. It just came out this year recently. It's called Pyramid. And it's something interesting about this one. There's only two songs on the whole album.
Oh, shit.
So, sit back.
It's one of those.
Yeah, sit back, relax, spark a doobie. I'm not going to judge you. Just hopefully you enjoy, and let's go along for the ride.
Let's do it. Some saxophone?
Yeah, for all you cool cats out there.
This is the first one right here. Cracking open a Red Bull.
Hey, they're gonna think you're, it's Miller time out there.
No, you can tell by the sound of the way it cracked, like that.
Oh, not that snap?
Yeah, there's no snap. It's funny because you can always tell like a Sonoda snap from a beer snap to like a Red Bull snap. It's the curvature, I guess, is different. I don't know.
It's flat.
Yeah.
Red Bull's flatter.
Maybe, I guess. It's a little carbonated. No, the trip is fucking remember when like the soda cans were all like narrow and then they made it a big deal where it was like wide mouth now.
Oh yeah,
you can chug faster.
That's 20 years ago.
Yeah, 2020.
But anyways, yeah, like I was saying, this is something a little bit different than we've ever put out. But hopefully you guys like it. Let's go along for that ride. Don't worry, it's a slow burn at first. It picks
up. I was
gonna
say, I was like, man, you trying to put us to sleep or what?
Dog. Chill.
Alright.
So I'm just caressing your balls right now. I'm getting to the shaft in a little bit. Don't worry.
Like I was saying, like, they're pretty smooth because, like, I was shopping at Avon's and I just noticed that they have a spray-on coconut oil. You don't have to dip your balls in that fucking big old Costco jug anymore. You can just spray that shit on.
One day you'll understand, son. Yeah. One day you'll understand. With that haircut,
yeah,
you'll understand someday.
Where you guys, just so you guys know, my youngest son is in here. He's just making these faces at me. He's not quite
the youngest.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess yeah, the middle child now.
Not quite. We told him, you want a pair of headphones? He's like, nah, yeah. I'm cool. I'm gonna Twitch stream and YouTube at the same time. Oh, done. Yeah. It's like, all right, do your thing, young man. Do your thing.
He's discovering layers right now.
Yeah, so have you ever been to a jazz concert by any chance?
No, I haven't.
No? What's like the most least metal show or rap show you've ever been to?
Not to my choosing and liking. I was kind of forced to go, maybe say lucky to go. But my mom took me, she did have taken me to the Playboy Jazz Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty tight.
But I can't tell you who was there. I don't remember.
You were too young for that?
No. I was like a freshman, sophomore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it wasn't like my thing.
That was like way over your head at the time. Yeah.
I think I was a sophomore. Probably like into that Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. So
you're in your classic rock phase.
And being stupid, it's like, shit, look at Led Zeppelin. They're pretty fucking funkadelic jazzy.
Yeah, they can be, for sure.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, how at first, like, you listen to your parents' music, whatever you're raised on, and then you start discovering stuff on your own. So after, like, with my parents, like, especially my dad, he was all into oldies, like, doo-wop, classic stuff. Like
Elvis.
Yeah, but more like Motown. He liked the shit that Elvis stole from, basically. When, as Joey Diaz says, when brothers were brothers.
Yeah.
And shit, and they had pompadours. And then I got that kind of influence when I was young. And then with my mom, she listened to a lot of like 80s and pop music, and she was big on disco, so I had some of that. So then after I learned from or listened to what my parents were listening to, then I was like, it was the 90s, so I was like, of course I'm into hip hop and rap and stuff. And then that led me into rock, classic rock. Then I got deep into heavy metal, which was like kind of like my main thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of just morphed into like, I got kind of bored. Like the riffs got repetitive and I don't know, the bands just weren't the same for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And then I kind of just fell out of that. And then
the metal scene died. And because I went through the same thing too. Yeah. I just got tired of blasting. I was like,
yeah. It was super repetitive and just the same recycled shit and over and over.
Monsters.
Yeah, over and over again. So I was just like, you know what? Like, nobody's trying anything new. So slowly but surely, I kind of started like listening. I guess you could say like prog, which is considered progressive stuff, you know. And that kind of led me down that jazz rabbit hole and discovering all the old school stuff, Miles Davis, Coltrane, you know, the staples and all that.
Yeah.
Like, it's the mainstream, I guess, jazz, and then going like deep into it and just discovering other stuff. And yeah, like Tony Williams, of course, and Weather Report and all these other bands. So I mean, and then I think the one thing I can say that like some people might be turned off by, for example, like, how can you listen to the like heavy metal or extreme metal? Like, you can't even understand what they're saying, and you can't even understand what the message is, or what they're playing, because it sounds like so random, you know, to like untrained ears. But once you pick up the rhythm, you realize like, oh damn, like these guys are getting down and all that. Well, one thing I can say about that is like, once you learn to
appreciate music.
Yeah, once you learn to appreciate like crazy ass like music like that, like for example death metal or extreme metal, it kind of does open you up later on to like other things. Well, at least for me it did. Like, I went into other stuff like kind of with an open mind. Like, I think I might have mentioned this story here before, but like for example, when I was young, my dad's like, hey, I want you to meet this guy, he's a drummer, he's like, I think you get along with him, he's into music too like you. And I was like, what, like maybe like 15, 16. So that was just like right there in my heavy metal days, right in the smack middle of it. So I go and get introduced to this guy. He's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, yo, what's going on? It's like, hey, what kind of stuff are you into? I'm like, ah, like, I didn't want to hit him with Cryptopsy and shit like that because that was going to go right over his head. So I was just like, I gave him a softball one. I was like, yeah, I'm into Cannibal Corpse. And he just looks at me like dead in the face. Like, well, before asking me that, he's like, yeah, dude, what kind of music are you into? You know, like, you got to be open-minded and listen to all this different stuff. I'm like, yeah, for sure, for sure. So what are you into? I'm like, oh, Cannibal Corpse. And he just looks at me dead ass like, he's just like, oh really, I'm not into that type of shit. Like, what the fuck,
you know what they call you guys? Terrorists.
Yeah, fucking terror. Yeah, you fucking beat your meat to porno grind, son, or what?
Yeah,
so it's just like that's my whole different, I have a different mentality when it comes to, like, especially with the music, like listening to different stuff. Like, I'll be open-minded, and even if I don't like it the first time, give it a couple spins. And then, you know, you might learn to appreciate something or a record or a band or whatever, you know. Yeah. There's always at least that, like, one or two songs you're like, oh, damn. Like, you can kind of bop your head to you and like, oh, I feel what they're doing or whatever.
Yeah, I'm a little picky. I kind of judge a song, like, real quick on the first 30 seconds. And then, like, there's, like, a couple Pantera songs. Like, oh, I don't really like the beginning. But then you get to the middle. It's like, fuck. But yeah, I was the same way. You go down that road of just fucking, I got to go faster. I got to get heavier. And I once explained to a deadhead and tried to introduce him to Cryptopsy, and he was just like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. That's a hard sell there.
Yeah, you can't tell that person, like, oh, this is also music, too.
Yeah.
This is also technical in its own way and whatnot. Right. You go down that road, and then, yeah, like me, like I said, you just make a hard U-turn and then a right turn, and it's like, ah, let me just go down this one road and,
right,
yeah, fucking get off that death metal scene. Because it's crazy. Every music has its own, like, technical.
Its own vibe.
This, yeah. And jazz, it's crazy how it had that offbeat, off-tempo. The offbeat signatures or whatever.
It's like an odd feel.
Yeah.
But it's still on.
Like he said in the last podcast, hey, let's take this dog for a walk and keep it splashing.
keep those cymbals splashing.
Yeah.
We'll make griddle that bacon later. But yeah, I mean, you have to be open-minded and just learn to appreciate different styles. Like, who the fuck, like, the way I look at it, my perspective is like, who wants to eat the same thing every day? I would get so fucking bored. Like, yeah, it's this bean and cheese burrito with eggs is good, but I want to try something a little different. Like, you know what I'm saying? I need to spice it up, throw some guacamole, throw that fucking salsa. You feel me?
No joke. When I was a kid, I brought that up with a homie, and I still remember. It's like, that was like when Taco Bell was around the corner. Literally, like, three of my meals were from Taco Bell. I was like, I can literally eat Nacho Supremes fucking for the rest of my life every day.
I have a quick question about that.
What?
How did your shits look?
Look like yellow cheese. Liquidity? Yeah, liquidity? White.
Sorry.
Hard tortilla chips.
Pure liquidity.
Now it just plugged me up.
That in itself can be a death metal record, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Liquidity of the bowels.
Yeah. Liquidity of the bowel.
There's a Defeated Sanity song in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
But for me, yeah, it's fucking, honestly, I don't listen to jazz too much. I think the closest I get into, but don't own a record, is probably Frank Zappa. Mm. That's probably the closest I get to jazz. And I really can't name anyone that I listen to on the reg.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that in that whole thing I was talking about. Like, that was one thing I tripped out on when I started listening to him. He's like almost like could be a chameleon. He can play and pull off so many and write so many different styles. It's fucking crazy. Like, he has over 100 albums, studio albums, which doesn't include every, like, performance he's done. He's recorded, like, every rehearsal, every live show. Like, there's literally hundreds and hundreds of hours unreleased stuff in a fucking vault, a literal vault.
That's almost genius. It's like, I'm not gonna let this go to waste. Like, there's something in there.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like, and he'll even write a song and he'll be so obsessive where he's like, oh, hey, I know that this person in my band is good at such and such, let me write them a part that, like, could change this up. Or, like, he'll even make sometimes the bass player play a part that's not even his, and, like, they could pull it off. Like, honestly, his musicians in those bands, like,
He has to be doing acid or something.
No, actually, he didn't like drugs.
No?
No. The only thing he liked was titties, beer, and coffee, and cigs.
Damn. It kind of reminds me, have you seen that one movie, A Walk Hard, with the story of Dewey Cox?
Yeah, you never once paid for drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like towards the end when he gets into acid, he has this big old orchestra. There's like giraffes and monkeys in there. He's like, it's not good enough. We're missing something. We're missing something.
You need a fucking rhino and shit?
Yeah. But it's funny because it's like when you're in high school, it's like, shit, me and the big homie Flo were talking. It's like there was those bands you kind of hid. It's like, oh, yeah. He's like, one band he was telling me, he's like, yeah, Hawthorne Heights, like, that was something like I was kicking with nothing but punkers. Like, you can't tell a punker you listen to emo music.
That's hardcore, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, he's like, yeah, because I caught him fucking air guitar playing down the hall and shit. I'm like, hey, what are you air guitaring to? And he told me, he's like, oh, yeah, whatever, this band, Hawthorne Heights.
It's funny, like, everybody has that guilty pleasure.
Yeah, right? He's like, there's a sick breakdown. I was like, oh, yeah, those, like, China for days and shit.
That's a bust.
Yeah, when you're like in high school and fucking you're trying to go as fast as fucking
lightning speed.
Yeah, lightning, fucking Elon Musk bullet train speed. Fucking, you have to kind of hide those ones.
You know what's hard is actually to play music slow. And it sounds stupid, but in a band, like, okay, say you write a riff, you're like, hey, show me that slow. It's so hard.
Yeah, I guess because you're programmed to play in a certain way.
Yeah, it's actually way harder than it seems. Like, it almost seems stupid. Like, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know, maybe you've seen that video or maybe not, but it's like there was this one old school video on YouTube back in the day where, like, James Hetfield is trying to show Kirk Hammett a riff, and he's just like, he's like concentrating so fucking hard. Like,
he's like speaking a different language almost.
He's like, dude, dude, and he's like, no, like this. He's like, ding, ding, ding. And like, no, bro, like this. And just, he could not
fucking.
He could not fucking get it whatsoever. So, I mean.
So, this is all still one song? Real fast?
Yeah.
Damn, it just goes from like a different
feel to another. Yeah. Like, honestly, to speak a little bit on this band, like, the drummer has such like a simple kit, but just from watching him in the videos and like seeing him live, his, I think you touched on it a little bit, like how maybe the oddness or whatever, but like how I would attribute it, I would say on any instrument, like they don't really talk about it, but like, hey, how is your feel? How's your touch? Mm-hmm. And like his touch on the drums, like it's fucking bad, dude. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like it sounds so simple, but once you see him like playing, you would understand like, oh damn, like he has his own style, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like it's not just like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, kick, snare, or whatever.
Taste and feel.
Yeah, like he's pretty tasty, even though he's doing some slow or whatever, maybe low tempo stuff. Like honestly, it's like if I was to go in, me being, I'm not a drummer, but just to play that feel, it's like, damn, that's odd. Like I'm not used to that. So he pulls it off with this group.
Yeah, I remember like this one, bringing up drummers. That one drummer you showed me that he's a coffee shop owner, and he plays bleed.
Oh yeah.
And he has like a simple ass kit, fucking single bass pedal, and fucking just can do fucking wonders with just that one pedal.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Yeah, honestly, like you don't always need two pedals.
I can imagine him in with double pedal doing that same thing. It would probably seem like three bass drums are going down at the same time.
I think he does fuck around sometimes with double pedals or double kick drums. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
That's funny you bring that up, because I was just talking with, again, the homie Flo, and I was telling him, like, yeah, that one time I realized, like, how sick this Meshuggah side project was when I was in your car and, like, I got the chance to listen to that record with the subwoofer, and just the way that his kick drum just matched up perfectly with the right hand, the picking hand of the guitar. So whatever's like, so they're just all syncopated and lined up. Like it just, he plays one, that drummer, he's a jazz drummer. He just plays one kick drum and it fucking sounds so stupid heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what is this?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which we have to play that record sometime.
Next time.
Next time. But yeah, like, honestly, that's such a sick-ass fucking style.
Hey, those Jesus pills are kicking in. Come sit next to me, closer, mijo.
Sit in my lap.
Come sit on my lap.
Ay. No me asustes, papa.
That's a trip. It's, I don't want to say it's boring listening to music sober, but it's definitely a different experience. I can't say that I don't listen. I've never listened to music sober.
Hey, bro, how do you watch movies?
Yeah.
How do you watch movies?
With my eyes.
Are you sure?
But, yeah, it's like, of course, it's not like I'm smoking and drinking during the day on my way to work. So, of course, like, I'm listening to Spotify throughout the day and whatnot. But, like, especially vinyl, like, that's kind of a tradition that you just fucking... It's meant for you to... the way I look at it is, like, just wherever you are, me in the man cave, deep down in the cave dweller's cave, just sitting on a chair, drinking a beer, maybe smoking a cone, and just popping in that vinyl.
Yeah.
Just kicking it. And you hear those hidden gems, those power riffs, power strokes, whatever you want to call it. It's like, oh shit, I didn't hear it because I skipped that song because I was fucking didn't get the first 30 seconds. Didn't like the first 30 seconds. We'll see how it is at the end of the month. We've seen Thundercat, so it's going to be pretty funky. First fucking seeing Hannibal Buress, first time seeing a comedy show sober. So I don't know how much laughing I'm going to be doing, but...
I don't know. I've been watching Black Jesus. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. I have a soul and I have a heart, so I think I'm going to have a good time.
I think my stupid ass sober, I kind of laugh more.
Yeah?
A little bit.
You seem more...
I'm more aware.
Aware?
Yeah.
Alert.
I'm more alert. I'm more on point.
Yeah.
I'm not... My computer is not lagging. My Wi-Fi is not lagging like before. Like, remember how I was telling you, like...
On the last podcast, you're like, oh, I'm plugged into the AOL dial-up right now.
Yeah, I've hit my head so many times. And then just me getting fucked up. Yeah, I'm on dial-up now.
You're on that 5G?
No, not quite. I'm not Elon Musk, but I'm on broadband right now.
No, you're on 2G, the extension. Yeah, so you're not getting that direct Wi-Fi, but you're on the extension part of the house.
That's a little bit better than dial-up.
Yeah. It's not as fast, but it's just as good.
Hey, I still got problems, but it works.
Yeah, you can't play no COD online.
No.
Yeah. But you can definitely watch Netflix.
So you picking up that PS5 or what?
Oh, as he told me, it's sold out, but I always wait a year, so... We'll see. I'll see what the hype is. See what fucking all the Twitch and YouTubers say about it. Tell me all the secrets.
But Dad, Xbox Series 1 is so much better.
I'll get that fucking mini fridge out of here.
It's funny. People arguing about consoles.
Xbox, it's only been Xbox One.
Xbox 360.
Oh yeah, Xbox 3. So three consoles.
Well, they put out the same amount as PlayStation.
Nah.
Yeah.
Because he had the original PlayStation, then PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah.
They only go by numbers, so...
Xbox did Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox...
360.
360.
And then Xbox One.
And then
see, there's no, like, fucking...
Xbox X. Nah. Triple X. Are you sure? I'm going to have to fucking call Bill Gates right now.
Fucking Xbox goes on Roman numerals. Fucking... At least PlayStation, they put numbers to their fucking systems.
Too confusing for me, dog. So, it's almost like cell phones now. You have iPhone X, XS, XL, fucking whatever, Pro Max.
Like, honestly, I was having this debate with someone. I personally have the iPhone 7 Plus, the little big one, whatever you want to call it. And I was like, yeah, my hearing, I have to always put on my headphones because I can't hear out of my built-in speaker. So I either put you on speaker or I have to put the headphones on.
Yeah.
And now I got a crack. So I was like, oh, now that the new phone's coming out, the one below is probably cheaper. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to get the one below. But the new one's coming out. Why don't you just get the new one? I'm like, dude,
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't take pictures. It's always just like a better camera.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't give a fuck. I ain't no paparazzi and shit. Like,
you mean you don't want to take high-def HD dick pics?
Yeah, I was just speaking of dick pics, we're talking about this one person, how they just always love doing Instagram stories or posts, like they always have that aerial view of like their cleavage or whatever. Like most girls, that's like they don't show. It's not like directly in front of them. It's more like that upper.
Nah, the what is it? The
like holding the umbrella pose. They think of that. You're holding up your umbrella, and you're doing that downward fucking looking at you aerial view pose. So I said, you know what's a good way to pose, like for guys like working out or doing? We'll just put the phone right in front of our cock. And just like, oh yeah, working out. So you just see your cock outline. Like girls, they have to show that cleavage.
Yeah. Epstein, yeah. What's going on with
these
two?
Pills are kicking in. Those pills are kicking in.
Somehow we listen to jazz and it still goes to this. But anyways, we're going to move on to the next side there. I hope you enjoyed that. It was a little bit of a journey there. We hope you stick around with us and we'll be right back.
Yeah, next one. We're taking the dog for a walk or what?
We're going to keep the cymbal splashy.
All right, let's go. So is there any names to these songs? What was the first name? Side A. Taking it for a walk?
Hold on, I'll get back to you on that. You know what?
I just thought about it.
I take back what I said. There's actually four songs.
Oh, four songs?
Yeah.
I knew it, because it kind of changed too dramatically.
Yeah, so if I'm reading correctly, the first side you had Tamita and Spiral Era, and then here on side B you have The Shrine and Apex. So they're about like 9-8 minutes each. And one thing
Where's this band from? A little bit of everywhere or what?
Nah, they're from, I want to say they're either... I think they're from Norway.
Mm. Sounds Norwegian.
They're Norwegian.
Yeah.
And one interesting thing about this record, I don't have it out, but if you get the physical vinyl, since this album is called Pyramid, they actually give you a cutout pyramid that you could put on top of the album, so it spins.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I haven't quite done shrooms and gotten that deep yet, but I'm sure one day it will happen.
They're really thinking outside the box with that one.
Yeah, honestly, their vinyls, the packaging that they do, they always do some tight shit.
That's crazy. Some Flying Lotus shit.
Kind of. It's funny, like, this record actually came out on the Flying Lotus's label.
Oh, yeah?
Brain Feeder.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it. I spit these facts on here.
Yeah, it's actually one guy. He writes this and he arranges it all.
One composer?
Yeah, he composes it and then... He gets his peeps to do their thing.
Makes his phone
calls. I think his brother's a drummer, I want to say. But yeah, they're fucking bad live. Like, honestly, it's on that level to me. Maybe not this record, you cannot tell. Or maybe, I don't know, to your trained ears. But live, it almost seems like, damn, I'm watching like some modern Zappa type stuff. It's fucking nuts.
Where'd you see him? Baked Potato?
Nah, actually, I saw them some club in Hollywood. One that I've only been to once. I can't remember the name of it.
Macaroni and Cheese.
Maybe. Could have been.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a trip how they call it the baked potato. That's the only reason why I ever wanted to go there, was those bomb-ass baked potatoes.
Honestly, they're good.
Fuck, I've heard. It's like, what do we call this, John? Let's just call it the baked potato. That's what we're known for.
Yeah, it's crazy how many, like, legends play in there. I think even back in the day when they were getting their start, Thundercat and his brother Ronald played there.
That's cool. Well, I know fucking what's his name plays there, the drummer from Tool.
Oh yeah, he sometimes people drop in, dude. Like,
what's his name, Danny Carey?
Yeah, Danny Carey. He plays with his fusion band, I think.
Yeah,
Zoltoy. Zoltan.
Zolto or something. It's pretty cool.
Fungus Toe something.
Yeah.
Hey. Ever since we put out that last episode, homies have been hitting us left and right. Hey, you ever seen the operator? You seen the technician?
Yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Not quite yet.
Yeah, that's a joke that's been going around at work.
Hey, I haven't rented the VHS yet, so.
You have to find that special.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of our listeners, I want to give a quick shout out while we're on this topic, but I want to say thank you. We have over 3,000 plays.
3,000
in total. Over 3,000, and we're coming up on what, our second year?
Yeah, basically.
Or is this our first or second year?
No, second year. Remember, you were in Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, so I just want to say thank you guys and all the listeners around the world.
2 more months, and then we're 2 years.
And we're going to work hard. We're going to try to get more content out to you guys. I know sometimes we lag, and we get messages from Senor Teddy like, yo, where's the next episode? But, yeah.
That mofo keeps us on our toes.
So... Thank you for over 3,000 listens so far, coming up on our two-year anniversary. You know, all the countries abroad. We got Ireland, Canada, Russia, South Africa.
Russia's new.
Australia, Thailand, Romania.
Romania's new?
United
Kingdom. It's probably that system we played.
The United Kingdom, Germany, Netherlands, the Philippines, India, and Poland.
Damn. And
so, straight up, we got caves everywhere, dog.
Yeah, damn, son.
So, thank you to you guys. Just a quick shout-out. Much love to y'all. And keep on doing what you do. Spread the word. Spread the cave word, gospel out there to the rest of your friends and family. And, yeah. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah, this is like, boom, boom. Super jazzy funk. Thank you, guys. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing it. We originally started this just for fun, just for shits and giggles, but once we have and saw that we have a nice solid audience, we're like, people love us. What's his name? Like the great, powerful Wayne and Garth. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
I mean, we started this off not to be, I mean, I don't know, say the
as
word.
As fans.
We just did it because it seemed fun to us, nothing to... Oh man, we're gonna be so popular or nothing like that. And that never crossed my mind.
No, I was like, hey, we go to a shitload of shows. We go to all these events.
We did it for fun.
Yeah, like, hey, let's just spread the word. Like, hey, you go to the Glen Helen Pavilion. Well, first off, fuck the Glen Helen Pavilion. But don't park here, don't park there. Fucking how to sneak in what?
Oh yeah. I forgot what was our main mission in starting the podcast, but I think we just did it to have fun.
Now that no shows are going on, that's the whole reason why we started Warp Vinyl. It was like, well, no shows are going. We might as well bring the shows to the customers, reminisce on all the fucking memories and everything, why we like these bands, why we love music. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, we had some shows lined up, and thanks to fucking COVIDity 2020, it's like, and shit got real fucked up, as you know, but
Gondon fucked up.
Yeah, we're not worried about that. Honestly, I'm kind of over, me personally, I'm over all this bullshit. We should just open back
up. Hey, remember, we're not starting, we don't talk about the Rona on the fucking, on the War Vinyl. But thank you guys.
You brought it up.
Yeah.
Right? I think you did.
No, I don't know. We'll have to go back on that. I'll agree to disagree.
Edit. Yeah. Hey, but fuck that shit. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Anyways, our minds are extra beautiful.
How do you feel? Yeah. How you been feeling?
Feel good.
Now that you laying off the drink.
Yeah.
And the
no
and
more
the
crank. No more crank either.
No more crank.
Yeah.
No crank.
Broken windows.
No crank. No drink.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Living life.
If someone was to tell you,
how do I watch movies and listen to music?
No. If for example, you told your friend, because this actually happened to me, I told a friend of mine, I was like, they didn't know I was doing this challenge. And they're like, hey, well, why don't you do it all the way till the end of December? I was like, dog, I don't hate myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to have a little fun too, you know?
Yeah. But then I thought about it, I'm like, I could push myself, but then I'm like, why? I'm like gonna be like sick hating life at that point.
I can do the drinking, but I would have to start smoking weed just to take like
could
a little.
Could you do 3 months?
Yeah, drinking.
Straight?
Yeah, drinking. Yeah, but
no, off everything.
Oh no, I would have to start smoking at least.
You think so?
Yeah, just like here and there, just cause like
at least what, once a week, twice a week.
Nah, just like take a little doo-doo every here and there. Just like you come home from work after a nice like workout and like. Just like take a little hit to relax. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not even smoke a whole joint or bowl or anything. Just take a little hit of relaxation.
A little bit of imagination.
Yeah. And a little bit of double penetration. But yeah, yeah. Yeah, just take the little edge off, little do 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 every here and there.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, dude, fucking.
We don't do Xanax.
December?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
There's no Xannies for us, so I was like.
I actually started thinking about that, and honestly, what I don't want to say I got scared, but I'm like, damn, I don't want to go off that deep end. Like, okay, I'm stone cold turkey off of everything, and then it's like jumping back into the deep end of the pool. I'm going to be spinning, seeing stars and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because right before this whole I started this whole challenge. Like the last week of September, I actually did, as a warm-up, I actually did go cold turkey for a week off everything. And then by the end of that week, Friday, I was like, I don't know if it was work, like I was ready to stab motherfuckers, but I was like, I need a big ass horse leg jaunt, I need a brew, and I need, and I'm gonna take this fucking half eighth of shrooms. And I did do that, and I did go through changes. Yes, I was depressed for a couple of days, but was it worth it? Maybe, maybe not, I don't know. But I grew from it a little bit, I think.
It kind of has like a little Knight Rider feel to it.
Oh, that song's dope.
But yeah.
Sorry we're not talking about this music, but yeah. It's like that background shit.
Yeah. I've been staring up those shrooms that I've got, and I'm like, can't wait. I count them almost every day, like if someone stole the fucking cap and the stem.
Dude, you actually look at your drugs?
Sometimes I reminisce, like, damn. I'll see you guys. It's like, they look nice and juicy in these ones.
I don't even want to look at it. Yeah, they look tempting. Good.
I'm like, I'll save that one for Halloween. I'll save that one for the show.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's been we're at the halfway point right now. Mid month of October, and I had a friend of mine like, hey, you want to do an edible? And I was like, fuck, do I? I'm like, well, do I want to take this shot of tequila?
Well, duh.
Yeah, I do. And they're like, yeah, it looks like you have a twinkle in your eye. I'm like, no shit, I want to get fucked up.
Calm down, little star.
Little star. You mean Starman?
Yeah. Focus on the yellow. Focus on the yellow, Joe.
Hey, I want to know something because, I mean, obviously I know your history and stuff, and neither one of us has done LSD, but would you take a tab?
No, I'm afraid. Same reason I'm afraid of taking that hit of fucking Molly or whatever. I'm afraid of being that 1%.
But why?
With acid, I'm afraid of cracking my back at work.
Who's overdosing on LSD? Nobody overdosed on LSD, though.
I don't know. That's what Sally Jesse Raphael told me back in the day. But, yeah.
Ricky Lake told you this?
Fucking, what's his name?
Maury Povich?
Yeah, Maury.
Hey, what was the... Oh, Montel Williams.
Yeah, Montel.
I'm almost like, who was that black guy?
But, yeah.
Brian Gumbel.
Yeah, but that fucking... The LSD, I'm afraid of just cracking my back at work, being that I do some like heavy lifting.
I'm not gonna lie.
You know, I'm on levels.
I'm not gonna lie. I actually been thinking, contemplating this a lot.
Well, let me know. I gotta connect.
I fucking.
We'll take some H while we're at it too.
Nah, that's not some shit I wanna do. I'm more wanna experience psychedelic shit, like more mind expanding shit.
Some
mind altering. DMT?
Yeah, DMT.
I do wanna try that.
Especially because it's not that fucking... It doesn't last that long, too.
I actually saw... Do you know who Joe Rogan brings him up all the time? But the guy... He's like an OG psychedelic fucking astronaut. But Terrence McKenna?
No. I heard of the name, but...
Yeah. But anyways, I came across a video of him. Like, I guess he was doing like the seminar talk on back in the day. And they recorded it, audio recording. And he was telling a story about... He was... At the very peak of his LSD trip, he fucking smoked DMT.
Mm.
And I was just like, this crazy motherfucker. He's all, yeah, I've done DMT just by itself, but that was cool. But I wanted to go like, in his words, how you were saying, like, it only lasts like 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, right? The trip. He's like, I wanted to stay in that world longer. Damn. So he...
Well, just have those shots ready, I guess.
Yeah, so he did whatever his dosage tabs of LSD, and then he smoked the DMT on top of that. So he was layers on top of layers. Dude, he said it was like on a steroids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, honestly, it's like he was fucking tripping balls the way he was describing it. He's like, it was so much more intense, of course. And then I was like, I want to try each one, but not at the same time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The fuck?
Like, I had one time we had, like, I did some shrooms with these homies, and the levels were high for them. I was enjoying it. Like, we gotta lower down the levels. Let's do some coke.
They were trying to turn back that dial.
Yeah, turn back time and shit. Fucking yeah. Cher got real quick in there. If we can turn back time to the good old days.
I fucks with Cher.
Yeah, but
I'd give it a Cher back in the day.
But yeah, the levels. I'm like, dude, these guys are gonna have either one go into a different fucking dimension, or they're gonna have a heart attack,
cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
So they fucking mix blow with fucking shrooms?
Yeah. I personally like drinking and doing mushrooms. It's weird. It's the levels are
that combination weird. I did not like
it. You don't like it?
Nah.
I love it.
Nah.
Because you almost don't give a fuck. You're like,
yeah, you
fuck
don't.
You, devil. You don't. Don't scare me. Ooh. I feel like I just entered Super Mario Bros. Right now. Mm.
This is level 4.
I'm about to enter Koopa's castle right now.
Amazing. But yeah, something I actually been wanting to try, but to be honest, I just, one, it's never been around, and even if it was, I would probably kind of be like, back when I was younger, I was like, I don't know, do I want to go down that fucking rabbit hole? I'm not sure, but I don't know, now that I'm older, and I don't want to say wiser or anything, because, yeah, maybe I'm a little smarter and more stable mentally, but yeah, I don't know. I want to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah,
I've already watched The Matrix enough. I think I'm ready.
Fuck yeah, I've got number 4 coming on. You gotta get ready for that one.
You think that's just gonna be tight or what?
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm saving the caps for.
Neo, you are the one. It's funny because I just seen a quote. It's like, it's not the spoon that bends, it's you.
Oh,
I was like, oof.
Yeah. I'm gonna wear that when I take the shrooms. It's not you, it's me.
It's physically or mentally, it's not the spoon itself that bends, it's you that has to bend. What do you think that means?
You're tripping, not me.
Oh shit.
You took the Jesus juice.
Fucking, you've been hanging out at Epstein's Island too much.
Nah, I just dove right by it. Went diving. Went crawfish fishing.
Do you think the theory is true that Jesus was an astronaut and he was a part hybrid alien?
I think he's in some sort of alien.
For sure.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think that they're going to reveal aliens anytime soon?
They're already starting to, so maybe.
They're maybe like
the next president.
They're slowly dripping it into your conscious.
Yeah, just little.
They're just giving you little drops at a time.
Little IV driplets.
Damn. Well, that was a little bit IV driplets of the pyramid record from Jagged Jazzes. That was the end of that, folks.
Jagged Jazzes.
And yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. We're halfway through Sober October, and obviously when we come back, we'll do a No Remember November episode.
You scared me, dog. I was like, I thought you were gonna say No Nut November.
But nah, yeah,
that one sounds better.
I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not that stupid, right?
The Dove bar of soap might just get extra slippery down there.
Hey, I don't hate myself that much.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, guys, yeah, that was the latest and greatest episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Went down that ride with us. And if you smoke a tuturu, it's good for you. We're going to see you on the next one.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. You know where to follow us. And find us. That is the Cave Dwellers Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you guys for listening. You can listen on all platforms. If you don't, you are already doing it right now. So tell your friends, though. We're on everywhere.
And shout out again to all those countries throughout the world bringing up those numbers and sharing it with your friends. We appreciate y'all. Much love. Until next time, Cave Dwellers, we out.